Well, it'll be off to the movies for some in Saudi Arabia today. So what, you might ask? Well, today is the day the Conservative Kingdom opens its first cinema since clerics ordered their closure in the 1980s. The return of the silver screen is part of a larger reform plan which aims to catapult the ultra-conservative kingdom into the 21st century and reduce its dependency on oil as prices fall and questions linger about how long reserves will last. But is it all good? Eleanor Whitehead reports on the changes sweeping the Islamic nation.
The world is changing. Soon there will only be the conquered and the conquerors.
Black Panther, already a smash global hit. The movie premieres in Saudi Arabia tonight when the kingdom opens its first cinema in 35 years. Rolling back a ban on theatres is just one in a set of sweeping reforms. They're designed to rebrand Saudi Arabia as a tolerant nation and a modern economy.
So there is a vision of a more open Saudi that is open for tourism, open for business, and that is less dependent on oil.
Aidel Abdel Ghaffar from the Brookings Doha Centre says that vision belongs to 32-year-old Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. He was made heir to the throne last year and got straight to work on changing his society.
First of all, he's a very ambitious prince who's trying to consolidate his hold on power and trying to appeal to a younger Saudi audience. So it feels that he's definitely in a rush because the kingdom is indeed in need for reform.
40 cinemas will open in the next 5 years and Saudis now have public concerts and a fashion week. Women can join the military and will soon be allowed to drive. Manira Al-Naheth, a consultant based in Riyadh, has been campaigning for gender equality for decades and feels a real change is coming.
There is a great deal of optimism for Saudi women's status. Saudi women themselves are optimistic. They think that, you know, what is happening is a shift, a really marked shift in women's status. We think that it actually gives us an opportunity to demand really major and structural changes in our status.
All this helps the young prince Mohammed bin Salman, who's known by his initials MBS, on a diplomatic charm offensive in the West. He promises to create jobs by weaning the country off its addiction to oil, and foreign companies have responded with billions of dollars in promised investment. But Aidel Abdel Ghaffar says the agenda has darker undertones.
In conjunction with the reforms, there's been a crackdown on the media, crackdown on some of the political actors in the kingdom as MBS consolidates his hold on power.
The Crown Prince has jailed dozens, including peaceful clerics, journalists and intellectuals. Sama Hadid is Amnesty International's Director of Campaigns in the Middle East. She says the changes are cosmetic.
If he is intent on enabling real change and being a true reformer, he really does need to end the systematic repression and end these human rights abuses in his country.
And it's not just in his country. The Crown Prince has also waged a military campaign against Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen, killing more than 5,000 civilians as millions more face famine.
Eleanor Whitehead reporting.